of Cafe Chat, and I'm so excited tonight because we have all been patiently waiting to speak with the young ladies of the group King, and I'm so happy that I have Paris Strother on the line with me tonight. What's up, Paris?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing well.
Just so happy for you guys. Congratulations on your new album, We Are King.
Thank you so much.
Hey, you guys came out with a freaking blast. Like, boom, here we are, folks. You know, like, we here, our album's here, we're here, and we are all enjoying it. I think everybody got their favorite songs. It's like, we were still rocking the first three songs from the first EP.
Oh, wow. Such an honor.
And look, thank you for extending Supernatural, by the way.
Oh, yeah. We had a lot of fun with those interludes.
Yeah, they were very, very dope. So let's talk about what you guys are up to. I mean, everywhere I look, I see you guys. GQ, Billboard, I mean, everywhere, everybody's talking about you guys. I'm sure that's exciting for you all.
It's so exciting. Yeah, we're having a really good time with the release, and it's just amazing that it was received so well.
And you guys are on tour. So we've seen a few of the tour dates. Are you guys constantly adding more dates?
Yeah, we're adding more dates. The latest that we've announced are Japan and the Netherlands. So,
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, we're going to be all over the place.
And you guys were in Michigan last night.
Yeah, last night, Michigan.
Yeah, I saw some people posting. How did that go?
It was amazing. It was such a great crowd.
Oh, well, yeah. Like, it's kind of like you're waiting for Star Wars, you know, you're like, okay, well, come on, we're waiting, we're excited, and so I'm sure everybody was like, yes!
Yeah.
Yes, and so, Paris, you are a twin with your sister Amber, and then I always forget the other young lady's name, and I just had it written down, too. It's three of you guys, and you said they're resting tonight, and how's it going? I mean, let's talk about what's going on with you guys.
Well, now we're just on tour, and it's really cool because this is the first time we've been doing shows where everyone's heard the music already. So it's really cool that they get to hear, like, the new arrangements of the songs and, like, how we change it up for the live performance. And really just seeing people sing along to the songs that have just been released is an incredible experience.
Yes, and speaking of the songs, I actually, besides the three that I wore out, I have a new favorite. I love Red Eye.
Oh, I love that song too.
Yes, that's my favorite song on this album. And so, of course, you know, I want to play it. I've got it queued up because I'm being selfish. That's my favorite song. But let's talk about what is that song about? You know, what inspired that song?
Well, we wanted to, you know, kind of do with the theme of exploration and discovery. And the song is kind of giving a nod to being a global citizen. And we wanted to kind of highlight different places, and specifically places with, you know, brown and black people.
Yes.
And we kind of jokingly thought of ourselves as travel agents, like pitching, like visiting these countries. But, you know, that's kind of on the surface level. But what's below that is the concept of going to these places, learning about different cultures, and realizing that we're all, like, one. And I think that kind of behind that is the thought that, you know, empathy seems to be lacking a lot. Like, if you're looking at anything that goes on in the world and you can say, that's my family, that this is a problem, you know, or that's not cool, that's someone that could be my sister, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think that there's, you know, to that end, that social and kind of political thought behind it, but on top, it really is just like a fun travel song.
It's a beautiful song. And, you know, I think the word that I would use to describe your music for me personally is it makes me feel like I'm in a dream. And it makes me feel relaxed and just I can go somewhere with the music. And so I think a lot of people can relate to it. I think a lot of us can really feel what you guys are putting out in the universe. So I'm going to go ahead and play Red Eye. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right, you guys. This is Red Eye from the brand new release from King off the We Are King album. And we will be right back on Cafe Chat right here on the Nail Soul Cafe, the music that gets your head right. pitch it. There we go. Song Pierce, it's absolutely beautiful, and thank you guys for sharing some of your beautiful, beautiful music with you. So some of the people that are in our group want to ask you some questions. Okay. Jeanette Berry says she hears a lot of Quincy Michael Stevie in their sounds, and who are some of your other influences?
Herbie Hancock, Jimmy Jam, and Terry Lewis. Patrice Rushen, excuse me, George Duke. did I say George Duke already?
Yeah, no, you didn't. You said Herbie Hancock.
Yeah, a lot of jazz. Bill Evans, Duke Ellington.
Yeah, it has a jazzy sound.
SOS Band, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of influences between the three of us.
That's awesome. So are there any places that you've been so far on this tour that are just like stand out in your mind? They were just amazing for you? Or are they all great?
All of them have been amazing, really. It's been such a great reception. But I'd say the two most live cities, and I hope no one else is mad at me about this, but New York and Michigan were amazing.
Well, you need to come to Dallas so we can show you how to get a reception.
That'd be great.
We would love you here. But someone else wanted to know, will there be any remixes to any of the songs?
Possibly.
It would be dope. It would be dope. We got to get some dope people out here to do the remixes for it. So let's just talk about, the EP was released in 2011, right? And so what took you guys so long to come out? Was it just the writing process, just taking your time, making sure it was stellar?
Yeah, there was a lot of that. Mm-hmm. We added some songs from what the original album was going to be, and I think that they all rounded up the project really well, as you guys have heard. Yeah. I couldn't imagine the album without them.
Yeah.
But then there's also, kind of getting to know ourselves, figuring out the business situation and how we wanted to release the album, figuring out how to be business partners, how to run a label, all of the above.
So you guys, you want to stay indie?
It's never like a blanket statement, like, we'll never sign, we'll never do this or that. But it's always just a matter of kind of only really working with people who genuinely understand your goals and your mission statement and what you want to do.
That's part of being business. That's true. So someone wants to know, Tasha wants to know, what inspired your album cover?
Just kind of... We love collage work, and we wanted to kind of incorporate all the different elements of what we felt when we saw the music, or what we felt and what we were seeing when we heard the music. And so there's a lot of floral stuff, there's a lot of kind of scenery, but it's just very kind of pop art. I think that the music is dreamy, and so it's almost kind of like a fantasy land, and I don't know, it feels, to me, and I'm only speaking for myself here, of course, but it just feels like a very grown-up Lisa Frank, and I love Lisa Frank.
The little monkey lady, right? Yes, I'm excited. Well, someone wants to know, will there be any more videos? That's Bravette.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I love all your videos, because they're not like any other videos.
I cannot wait for you to see the rest of them.
Oh, I cannot wait either. So which one would be the next one you're going to release? We want to know. Come on.
I'm not sure if I'm sharing that information yet, but what is going to be released? I'll try to give you guys a heads up.
Okay. So give us a heads up because we're all waiting. Because, I think a lot of your music, the videos are a perfect fit for it. I mean, they're not like everyone else's videos, but they're just right for your music. Like when you guys,
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
They are. They're perfect. So will they all be along the same lines? Will you ever go to like the regular type videos or?
I will share that this is the greatest was the first in a series of animated music videos.
Wow.
And we've just been collaborating with artists we love and different designers and animators to kind of bring the project to life. Wanting to do something really unique, and it's kind of funny, and you'll be challenged to kind of defend your decisions a lot of the time, but like for us it was a no-brainer. Like the kind of music we're making, it's like you can't make a music video for Red Eye like just chilling at an apartment in LA. Like you're either going to go to Africa to shoot it or you're gonna get someone to draw it for you so it can be what you're imagining,
right. Natalie wants to know, will you guys be releasing the album on vinyl?
On vinyl?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we will be. I don't have a date for that yet, but soon.
Yeah, I gotta have that. I gotta have that on vinyl for sure. And so, let's play another song. Can you pick one? Do you mind?
Ooh. Carry On.
Okay, cool. And so, anything special about that song you could tell us about? What inspired that one? And because you produce the music.
I do produce the music.
Yes, and it's what is in your head? Because everything sounds so beautiful and feminine. It sounds to me, and not to say that men can't enjoy it, but I feel like a woman when I'm listening to it, if that sounds weird or not. I don't know.
Wow, that's a beautiful sentiment.
Thank you.
Yeah, Carry On. I mean, it started off with just like a talk box and a Linn drum machine, and it just kind of grew. It's just a jam. We really, really had a lot of fun making that one. We wanted it to kind of hit hard but still be soft at the same time.
Yes, I can relate to that. So let's go ahead and play it, and then we'll be right back. We'll continue speaking with Paris Strother from King right here on Cafe Chat. Carry on. And we are back. I love that song, Paris.
Thank you.
Yes. I was telling Paris it. I just, this music makes me feel like I want to be in love. It's such loving sound in your music, and it's so appreciated in this crazy world that we're in now. It's an escape, you know?
Thank you. I wanted it to feel kind of like you're falling into, like, some kind of, I don't know, warm environment.
It is. That's exactly what it is. So here's some more questions. Someone wants to know if you guys are on Periscope.
Not on Periscope. Amber just started our Snapchat. So.
Oh, okay. And so I thought I was talking to Amber. Paris, Amber and Paris. I got it. I got you, Paris.
Ooh, it's okay. We totally used to like answering to each other's names.
Isn't that crazy? Like, no way. Now, are you guys identical twins or the other?
Fraternal twins.
Fraternal twins. Cool. And are you the oldest or she?
I'm 5 minutes older.
Well, there you go. So someone else wants to know, would you guys ever do a live album?
That would be fun.
Yeah, I cannot wait to see you guys live.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun at our live shows. I mean, we're just interested in kind of any configuration of this music. You know, a live album would be really cool.
You know, I spoke to you last year on the phone one time, and you were telling me that you use a special kind of keyboard, right?
I use a whole bunch of keyboards.
Oh, you do? So you're just like, you're up there with a bunch of different keyboards. I think you were telling me it was like some really, really expensive or crazy keyboard that was hard to get.
Yeah. Because we were talking about like backline.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. So my live setup right now is a Moog Voyager, a Nord Stage, Dave Smith Mofo X4, a Motif Yamaha rack. And then I kind of start bringing everything when I go, but it also usually includes like the Moog, Lil Fatty, and the Dave Smith Tempest.
Alrighty. Okay. Well, that is a whole, and that's all just for you.
Yeah.
Because Anita and Amber, they sing.
Yeah, now, does everybody like Soundman nightmares all over the world all the time.
Oh my god! And so, do the other two girls? Do they write as well, or is everybody writing, or how's that working?
Oh yeah, we're all writing.
Oh, that's so dope. So you guys are sitting around and come up with Red Eye together, or, you know?
Yeah, basically, you know, all the songs are born in different ways, like. Uh-huh. Some might be a drum that it starts off with, like Carry On was, or Hey started off with Anita singing a melody and playing a little bit of guitar, or Red Eye and Mr. Chameleon were in Supernatural, where Amber coming to me, kind of fleshing out chords, like she'll sing a chord to me, and just this is the first note, this is the second note kind of thing, and then a melody, and I just kind of try to improvise around her, but she... You know, there's all different kinds of ways the songs are born. So we just all put it together and hang out and put our best ideas forward.
Wow, these are some odd questions. Okay, so all right. And someone wants to know, how many instruments do you play?
I just play keyboards and keyboard type instruments. I don't play. I mean, I have guitars. I mess around on them and stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
And Cam wants to know, why did they choose to not use more live instrumentation on the album or use a live band for the tour?
I think it's important, at least for our introduction, to kind of, you know, we are king. Like, this is our music. Mm-hmm. This is the sound we exactly wanted to create.
Yes.
We did. I mean, for the instruments that I don't play and don't program myself, like we had Kyle Bolden on guitar, who's like honestly the baddest guitar player ever, the Regiment Horns on horns, and Thomas Lee on strings, but I think it kind of makes a statement in itself. There's not someone else making the music. There's not someone else writing the music. Mm-hmm. There's not someone else recording or engineering the music or putting the music out. And part of that same sentiment probably transfers to the live show too. Besides it being, you know, the three of us in the strong kind of formation, it's kind of like the way we like it. It's the best way to represent the music that we've made, I think.
Just some badass chicks. Like, hey, this is us. We're out here. We're doing it on our own, right? So I think that's dope, though. Just do you, you know? Now, we enjoyed you guys collaborating. You guys did something with the Foreign Exchange, Robert Glasper. Any more of those on the horizon, or you guys just kind of focus on your stuff?
just co-produced and helped songwrite and played, and Amber sang on a few, maybe a handful of songs on Corinne Bailey Rae's upcoming album.
Oh, wow.
Been in the studio with a few people. I'm not sure what the progress is, so I won't like really announce it. But yeah, mostly just finishing up this project.
So can we play something else new off of the album?
Sure.
Because you want to make sure people get this album, because if you don't have it, you need it in your life. So I'm going to pick one, if you don't mind.
Yes,
I'd like to hear Native Land.
Great.
Yes. What inspired that song? It's such a cool name. And
This is a tribute to kind of paying honor to your ancestors.
Oh, yeah. And did you guys co-write that together? Or?
Oh, yeah. All the songs are co-written together. And it's kind of funny. Not funny, but the way that it happens is like I said, it can start any kind of way, like any instrument, any vocal. But once that part's down, then someone will add a vocal, and then the next piece of music that gets added is added around that vocal, and then so on and so forth. So everything's very multi-layered but intertwined. It's like, it's never just like, hey, here's this track, sing to it. It's like the track is being led by the vocal that you put on, and then the vocal's being led by the music, and so on and so forth.
Well, let's go ahead and play it. And in case you guys are just joining us, we are speaking with Paris Strother from King and playing some music off their new album, We Are King. And we will go ahead and listen to the song Native Land, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
you guys enjoyed that song, because I certainly did. I'm up here having me a drink, and I feel good. So, and I do know that Amber is tired, and we don't want to keep her all night, but I'm just really, really happy. You guys are, how many cities have you done already?
We started at Boston. We actually played at Berkeley, which is really cool to play for young musicians, but Boston, New York, D.C., Philly. I guess last night was the fifth date.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, tonight's.
So you guys are just getting kicked off.
Yep.
And so Perry says she's already in Chicago area. Bravette's in the Chicago area. So you'll be seeing her tomorrow night, and that's going to be exciting. Now, when you guys travel, do you guys have merch with you?
Yeah, we'll be selling the new CD, selling the deluxe vinyl of the EP. I think we have some stickers left.
What? What about T-shirts? We need T-shirts. We've got to
wear. We're going to be setting all that up shortly, like all the fun merch. Like getting all the store together has been like amazing. So I mean, we'll be back to all these cities too. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yay.
Yes. So we gotta come to Dallas. You gotta come to Dallas. You gotta come to Texas. It's such a big state, you know? And you have a lot of fans here, I promise you.
Oh, can't wait to make it down that way.
Yes, yes. So Paris, I know you guys are tired. That's why the other two are laying down, but I just wanna tell you how excited and so proud of you guys for making this awesome album, seeing three sisters working together, and it's just a beautiful thing, you know. And I mean sisters as in sisters, you know.
And thank you so much.
Yes, I love to see women working together and making it and doing a good job of it. So what we're going to do is, I'm not going to keep you all night. I will play some more tracks off the album, and if you guys have one more question, I'll post it. I'll ask her, and then we're gonna let Paris go because she is tired. I can hear it in your voice. And you know,
I appreciate and wanted to say hello to everyone who's listening, and thank you for listening, and thank you guys so much for your support. Like, it means the world to us, especially as independent artists, that you guys support and you guys bought the album and you shared it with your family and friends. And yeah, we just love you guys.
Yes, I was telling Paris that this album is perfect for Valentine's Day. So mm-hmm. If you guys have someone that you love or want to love, make sure you get this. This would be a great gift, you know, in a little basket with the rest of the little goodies in there. I think it'd be amazing for that. It's such a beautiful album filled with love to me. So Paris, thank you. Thank you for taking time out. Get some rest. You guys got a big show tomorrow. And hopefully I'll see you soon. I'm going to find you.
Yeah, well, hopefully, yes, we will meet soon.
Yes. I've been looking forward to it. So, everybody, thank you guys for hanging out with us. It was very impromptu, and we're glad that it happened. And we appreciate you guys taking time out of your evening to listen. So, you know what's about to happen. I'm about to play the rest of this King album for you, and make sure you purchase it. The links are posted on the page, and everybody enjoy, and good night. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Paris.
Good night. Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let me play the songs now.
Stay on my